سال بلا جات بلا فاسی حجات خدا اے خالق کون مکان اے تیری تعریف سے قاصر زبان تو نے یہ پیدا کیا سارا جہاں اپنے بندوں کے لیے اے شاہ جہاں اے خدا اے خالق کون مکان اے تیری تعریف سے حاصل زبان تو نے یہ پیدا کیا سارا جہاں اپنے بندوں کے لیے اے شاہ جہاں اور بندوں کو چنا اپنے لیے اپنی طاعت اور الفت کے لیے اے خدا اے پاک رب بے نیاز اپنے بندوں کا تو ہی ہے کارساز تیری صدقہ تیری رحمت غفار کا صدقہ تیرے سید الابرار کا صدقہ تیری رحمت زخار کا صدقہ تیرے سید الابرار کا صدقہ سب اصحاب کا اور آل کا صدقہ کل افتاب کا ابدال کا صدقہ اس امت کے ہر نباد کا صدقہ میرے مرشد فیاض کا اے خدا اے پاک اپنے فضل سے چن لے مجھ کو آخرت کے واسطے اے خدا اے خالق کون مکان اے تیری تعریف سے قاصر زبان اے خدا اے پاک اے رب عباد تیرے ہی محتاج ہے سارے عباد ہم نے تو گستاخیاں کی راہ میں تو گرے ہم معصیت کے چاہ میں لیکن اب ہے اشکبار اور شرمسار اپنے کر تو پہ پروردگار تیری رحمت سے ہمارا انفراد وہ قبول بارگاہ ذوالجلال کرنا واپس تو مجھے دربار سے ہوں میں بہراور تیری سرکار سے جس کو چاہے تو کرے اپنا ولی تو نہیں پابند فن کا اے زمین جوش میں آئے جو دریا رحم کا قبر صد سالہ ہو فخر اولیاء صدقہ تیری صدقہ رحمت واسعہ کا اے کریم عفو فرما میرے عصیان عظیم بیس میں ہوں پاک بازوں کے تیرے گو نہیں اعمال ایسے ہیں میرے نقل کی برکت سے لیکن اے خدا اپنے پاکوں سے نہ مجھ کو کر جدا نقل کی برکت سے لیکن اے خدا اپنے پاکوں سے نہ کر مجھ کو جدا اے خدا کا میں رہوں تیرا سوا دشمن ہے ہمارا نفس ماں، ہر نوے فضل تیرا ہے قریب، اے ہم رہے بس ننگے شیطان عجیب، دل ہو تیرا فضل اے رب رحیم، جان صدیقہ ہو یہ جان سقیم، ہم قوی ہے نفس بد ابلیس کا، کام ہے اس کا محض تبلیس کا، کشمکش میں پڑ گئی جان حزین، العیا بد نفس بد بس اس پری، تیری جانب سے نہ ہو رحمت اگر، ہر قدم میرا پڑے سوئے سفر، وہ گشیدہ دل رسیدم کوئے تو، آخری بردست بر بازوئے تو، صدقہ تیرے جذب کا اے شاہ جان، صدقہ شان بختی در بندگان، جان مہجور تو ازرا ہے نہا، جذب کر لے اے میرے جذب جا، اے خدا اے پاک اے پروردگار، جز تیرے ناصر نہ کوئی میرا یار، ہم ضعیف و عاجزوں کو اے خدا، دستگیری کا تیری ہے آسرا، آپ کی عظمت کا حق میرے الہ، کچھ نہیں مجھ سے ادا ہوتا ہے آپ، اے خدا اے صاحب علم عظیم، بخش دے میرے گناہ گناہان عظیم، صدقہ فیض مرشد عبدالغنی، دے مجھے اپنے سے کچھ تو آ گئی، پہلے پہلے پھول پوری شاہ کے، تو عطا کر مجھ کو نارے آ کے، جو طرف مچھلی کو ہے پانی بغیر، دے طرف اس سے سوا اپنے بغیر، قرب کی لذت چکھا کر اے خدا، رنج دوری میں نہ کر پھر مبتلا، یار شب کو روز مہجوری نہ دے، جان قربت دی کا کوئی نہ دے، یار شب کو روز مہجوری نہ دے، جانے پور بیٹی کا کوئی نہ دے، معصیت کی ذلتوں سے اے خدا، ہو رسوا بندہ عاجز تیرا، باب رحمت پر تیرے اے شاہ جان، دے رہا ہوں دست کے آہو خدا، کٹ گئی ایک عمر میری اس طرح، مسترد ہو مرغ بسمل جس طرح، تیری رحمت کا اگر ہو فتح حق فتح باب، بندہ عاجز تیرا ہو کامیاب، آہ رہ سکتا ہے تب کوئی حجاب، فضل کا جو فضل کا تیرے جو نکلے آفتا، اے خدا بندہ تیرے افزار سے، طالب رحمت ہے ہم بدحال سے، مانگتا ہوں تجھ سے تیرے فضل کو، واسطہ اس فضل کا خود فضل ہو، دین ہی کی چاکری تو کر نصیب، یاد ہی میرت تو اپنی ہے حبیب، جز بذکر خوش مغلوم مشغول مکن، از کرم از عشق معزول مکن، بے مشقت یہ حرص کو جرم ہے، مجھ کو اس نادانی پر شرم ہے، پر خدا نہ کہا جاؤں بلا، کیا کوئی در ہے تیرے در کے سوا، ہمت و محنت کے توفیق و عمل سب ہے تیرے محتاج ہے اے عز و جل، جس کو تیری راہ سے جو بھی ملا وہ تیرے دست کرم سے ہی ملا، ناخن تدبیر گھس جانے کے بعد پردہ اسباب جل جانے کے بعد، بس تیری جانب ہے اب میری نگاہ، ناؤ میری پار ہو میرے الہ، اے خدا اے خالق کونوں مکان، اے تیری تعریف سے فاصل زبان، تو نے یہ پیدا کیا سارا جہاں اپنے بندوں کے لیے اے شاہ جان، اور بندوں کو چنا اپنے لیے اپنی طاعت اور الفت کے لیے، اے خدا اے خالق کونوں مکان، اے تیری تعریف سے خاص زبان،
سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله العظيم. ریزی مناجات دعاس بدرگاہِ بدرگاہ تعالیٰ حاجہ in supplication to him who can fulfill our needs, that is دعاس to Allah تعالیٰ, and this is the دعاس of our شیخ which was written in poetic form. اے خدا اے خالق قوم و مکان, O Allah who is the creator of this world and the creator of space, Allah is the creator of everything, and it is beyond our mind to conceive and understand Allah Ta'ala. That Allah, everything in this world, Allah has created. Allah has created the air also. Allah has created space also. Allah has created time also. How great Allah the Alim, what a great creator. Allah the Alim, what knowledge Allah has got. My tongue is helpless, I haven't got words to explain. Other places Hazrat says, dictionaries, languages haven't got words to explain the greatness of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says himself that if all the trees in the world, you make pens out of them, and the seas become ink, and you bring another 7 seas like this, and you keep on writing the greatness and the Qudrat and the Kamal and the Jamal and the Nawal of Allah Ta'ala, all this will get finished. مَا نَفَيْدَتْ كَلِمَاتُمَّ For the word, the greatness of Allah will not finish. تُوِيهِ فِيَدَرْتِهَةِ سَارَ جَمَالِ It is you alone who has created this entire universe. And if a person takes out little time for himself and just to think that how Allah has created everything, see what closeness in your heart comes of Allah. See what joy comes in your heart, and you will enjoy then to be with Allah Ta'ala. If we can just give it little time for anything, even the food that comes in front of us, our little baby, our grandchild, any ni'mat of Allah, then we think of how Allah is given. And if we think at the same time how evil, how bad we are, that we don't deserve it in the least, but then Allah's goodness will even go by leaps and bounds. Apne bandon ke liye ye ishaar ki jahan, and you have created all this for your slaves, for your bandas. وَخَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Whatever has been created in this world, Allah has created it for us, for mankind. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And whatever is in the heavens and the earth, Allah says, I've taken it and put it in your control. You using all the things. Man forgets Allah, and he thinks that our technology, we fly in the air, we are moving in submarines, in big ships, etc. This Allah has made it possible. Only Allah. Aur bando ko chuna apne liye. You've done this all for your creation, for your slave. And all this you have made that the slave becomes yours. But the main object for what we are, we have forgotten. وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. Allah has created us for Akhirah. Everything is in our service, and we are created to serve Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, you have a helper in the house, a maid to come and work, and you give her job description. She has to wash the child, yes, of the powders, the perfumes, the oils, everything, the soap, and then we have a clothes she must put on for the child, everything. And then she comes and she brings her own baby. And using all your soaps and all your shampoos and your oils and your perfume, she washes her own baby, bathes her own baby. And the clothes you made for your baby, she puts it on her baby. Who will even tolerate it from the beginning for 1 minute? Allah has created everything for us and created us for Him. Now we're using everything not for Allah, for ourselves. And whole life Allah is tolerating us. And He's giving us better still all the time. If any worker comes or you give a person, please wash my car. Yes, the soap, yes, the water, yes, the everything, you give it to him. And he brings his car and starts washing his car. And you even fix the price, you will pay 50 rand, 100 rand, whatever it is. But he's doing his own thing. From the beginning, who is it in the world that will sit back and just watch and say, all right, he's doing now, that doesn't matter. And in fact, you bring more better shampoo for him, and more better polish for him to wash his car. Nobody will tolerate it. Allah has created everything so that we can worship Him. But we use everything for our luxury, for our fun, for our lust, for our fun, for our enjoyment, we use everything. And Allah is still giving us more and more. And Allah is not bound by anything. Allah is not majboor that now I can't help it, I have to give that. Orders have come from on top, and I have to do it. No, Allah is total. But in spite of, just now think how merciful is not Allah. How kind is not Allah. Allah gave us our eyes, our tongue solely for His work. We use it, those who are pious, use it 99% for our own work, and 1% for Allah Ta'ala. And those who are not even, who don't even acknowledge, atheists, that it is from Allah Ta'ala. They feel it is ours, we have done it. Who can ever make an eye? All the optometrists and what the more higher word, what? Ophthalmologist, or perhaps even a bigger name, whatever it is, who can make one eye? Eh? Allah alone. And He has given us all, so we only use it to see according to His command. But we use it all for our benefit. And for our things, we drive, we go around, we do all for our own things. Apni ta'at aur ulfat ke liye. Allah has created us for His obedience and for acquiring His love.
We don't even engage in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala.
And without this, where will we get the love of Allah?
It comes in a hadith al-Qudsi,
the flow, the greatest thing by which a person can gain closeness to Allah is by those things which Allah has made for us.
To fulfill the faraiz of Allah Ta'ala,
in that way a person gains the greatest closeness to Allah.
And then he excels and becomes more closer to Allah
until he becomes the eyes by which Allah sees,
the tongue by which Allah speaks,
all the parts of the body by doing nawafil.
Nafil namaz, nafil roza, nafil hajj,
which is umrah, etc.
And then he comes closer to Allah.
Then he becomes so close that he becomes the eyes for which Allah sees. That means
now he'll only see what is permitted to be seen by Allah.
Now Allah will make it, he won't look at haram.
His tongue won't be used in haram. It will be only used in what Allah has commanded. And the other is
the meaning that Allah will put barakah.
Whatever he looks in, it will, what we say, turns gold.
Whatever he touches turns gold.
When the person becomes a favorite of Allah. So that is by the obedience of Allah, the things which Allah has made for us, and then we excel in nafil. Then a person will gain the closeness and the love of Allah. And this is for what Allah has created us,
for his obedience and for his love. Say, Khudai Ma, Rabbi Bi Niyaz, O Allah, who is pure of any blemish, any fault.
May Allah is only perfection. May there is nothing, nothing short in Allah. Allah doesn't become old also.
No old age, no weakness, no death,
no flu. Allah is free
of every type of weakness and every type of fault. And Allah is being Niyaz,
totally independent. He doesn't need anything from anyone whatsoever. He doesn't need our ibadat also.
He doesn't need our ma'rifat of his also.
He doesn't need anything from us.
So such is our Allah. Apne bando ka hai tu hi kaarsaaz.
And you are the only one who can do the work for of his slaves. To keep our eyes in order, there is nobody else.
No ointment, no doctor,
nothing.
To keep our hearts in order, no cardiologist, no eating of apples and no nothing else. It's only Allah who keeps.
So how much present we turn to Allah Ta'ala?
This is a dua also, and see what the who Allah Ta'ala is, and what the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala is. Sadqa tiri rahmati sakha ka. Oh Allah, I bear of your rahmat with zakhar, big storms, big warehouses, unlimited. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is unlimited.
And I beg of the sadaqah of the rahmat of yours. I beg and I seek intercession and I seek in the sadaqah, in the tawassul of your rahmat, O Allah Ta'ala. Sadaqah tere Sayyidul Abrar, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And I ask in the tawassul
and in the love that you have in the sadaqah
of Imam al-Anbiya, Muhammadur Rasulullah,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
who you chose as your lover and your beloved.
This ibadat of tawassul, of intercession, is a very, very great ibadat. And generally we are unaware of it. Who of us think, make dua ever, that, O Allah, in the sadqah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the sadqah of my Shaykh, in the sadqah of the pious people. This is such a great, easy thing Allah has given us, by which our duas get accepted,
and by which our work gets done. But because we are not aware of it,
we are not conscious of it, we don't use it.
Our friend Maulana Yunus Daya Sahib, Rahmat Barakatuh, has given some kitabs to Maulana Musa to translate with regard to the importance of tawassul. And unfortunately, Salafis regard it as shirk, that it is shirk to you to make tawassul of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then it will be alayhi salatu, and then you deny everything else.
Whereas such a great thing
Allah has given us, that you make dua in the sadqa of these great people, for the love that Allah has for them, O Allah, accept my dua. Do this work of mine. Generally, the ummah is deprived of this very great thing.
We depend on our amal.
What are our amal?
If you take the tawassul of
Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ambi alayhi salam,
Ahli Bayt, the Sahaba is, Hazrat is explaining it, Sadqa sab ashab ka Quran ka. All the Sahaba, how Allah left
the Sahaba al-Kiram, the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam.
Sadqa teri sayyar, Sadqa kul aftar ka, abdal ka.
And all the great, great awliya,
the kutub, the abdal, in their sadqa, oh Allah, accept my duas, accept my amal, give me my khatima on iman.
What great things a person can ask.
We must use this tawassul. It is a very, very simple, easy thing by which a person goes very far. On our own way we can never reach, with this we can reach so far.
Sadqa is ummat ka har nabbaz ka. And sadqa of this ummat of every share.
Nabbaz, the person who feels your pulses. And the mashayikh who feel our pulses of our deen. Who diagnose us of our diseases. And then remedy us of our diseases.
These great, great people who have sacrificed their life for the Islam of the ummah.
Sadqa meri murshid hai payyaz. And my murshid,
Hazrat Mashallah,
and Fayyad, the generosity, that they don't look at their own personal life,
their rest, their comfort,
they are worried of their ummah, of their murid,
that how the Islam can be made. They sacrifice their time, etc., for their murid.
Ye Khuda Paak, apne fazal se, O Allah, by your fazal. Fazal is what we call fansal.
That's what Allah does for nothing in return. And we didn't do any bad, it was by your father.
And one another beautiful poem that says,
Fadal akam se akam banta hai fadal se ke rakhta.
That only by that fadal of Allah, not in because of our ibadah,
not because of our marika, not because of our knowledge,
not because of our mujahada, but your fadal. That in place of nothing, what you shower upon us,
akam banta hai fadal se rakhta,
fadal ka asra lagariye.
We are continuously just waiting for your fazal. We are begging of your fazal all the time, all of us.
In our times, you will buy something like small children in farm shops, and they ask for some bansela, they give them one bubble gum or something small, just there. But Allah's fazal is such that what you went and buy, they couldn't buy anything. It was fake money. Our ibadat, our marifat. And Allah's fazal, not one bubble gum,
Allah Akbar.
Everything we got is Allah's fazal. Our eyes, our food, our existence, our living, our traveling, our houses, our cars.
It's not because of any of anything from us. It is only of the kindness of Allah.
So who can understand the fazal of Allah? In fact, it is toheen to compare Allah's fazal with this fazal. That you cannot imagine what it is. What we can give, what that shopkeeper will give, that little bit, we can never imagine.
If, for example, you gave a job to 5 laborers, do this work, I'll pay you all 100 rand each this job, and then one person is standing with them, and he's distracting them from the work.
He's talking with them all the time.
He's giving them cell phone to talk, and he's not letting them do their work.
And when they come collect their wages, he's also standing with them. And in fact, he's standing number one.
And causing all that. Allah is that being that will give him also.
Yeah. Where in the world will anyone in the world?
Allah is that kind being
that, okay, you're standing with them.
I will have to give them. You also.
And he won't only give that amount, he'll give more also. So we cannot imagine, if we have ta'alluq with our Allah, who our Allah is. And then to be conscious of it. What if you have a friend like that, one time in your life somebody did one thing for you like that, your whole life you'd sing his praises. And Allah continuously, and Allah is not in our thoughts.
Even in our namaz, Allah is not in our thoughts.
Hey, how far aren't we from Allah?
So if we get that revelation, and this is what is the salah, to develop that connection with Allah, and then make your duas with Allah. Hey, with this consciousness of the presence, and how great, and how kind, how merciful Allah is.
Now ask what you want to. And when you have reached that, you won't ask for a BM, you won't ask for a Mercedes, you will ask for more of Allah. What you are enjoying so much, the greatest, Allah's connection, Allah's ma'rifat, Allah's muhabbat, that you will ask even more and more. One friend of us wrote an email from UK, now we're going in winter, they in winter already. So he says how he enjoys the winter season, the long nights. And tahajjud is still 7 o'clock or so. Then from 8 o'clock is tahajjud, and to make dua and to be talking to Allah and to cry to Allah. You can feel it in the words that what enjoyment is. And he said there is no other enjoyment greater than that, than this enjoyment. So when a person gets that, he won't ask for another property. That is hardly stones of akhirah, of dunya also. He'll ask more of Allah. And he beg Allah to increase our love for Allah, and he said, but to Allah, I'm not fit for your love, but just out of your kindness, even one drop of your love if you give me, where am I fit for that? But oh Allah, you bless me. And this is what the Hazrat has taught us and what your Hazrat teaches. Chunne mujhko aakhirat ke waaste. Oh Allah, choose me for aakhirat. The minute a person also knows, has seen the scenes of akhirat of Jannah, he won't want this dunya. His thoughts will only be akhirat all the time, and the enjoyment of akhirat. And in one dua of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you cool the eyes of the people with the enjoyments of dunya, then cool my eyes with your ibadat. Then give me that enjoyment. When people are happy and proud of the dunya what they have got, they're talking of their degrees, they're talking of their profession, they're talking of their assets, of their investments. Oh Allah, give me my enjoyment, but in my tahajjud. Give me my enjoyment in my du'as. And that person has reached reality. Those people of dunya will look at this person, poor chap here. Give him five friends. Just help him out a little bit. But they don't know what pleasure he is, where he is. And he'll know for a fact that these people are not even beggars. They got nothing whatsoever. They are paupers. They are vagabonds. They might think they are everything. But reality is they've got nothing. And this will come clear to everyone in the asana. When actually it will see, our life in this dunya is like when we are born, the engine of the train has come on the line. And then if we're going to live for 50, 60 years, so many coaches are now joining with that engine. And we are standing on the station, and the train is moving to akhirah, our train of akhirah. And each coach, 1 year of our life has got 12 departments, 12 months. And each month has got another 30 departments. And each 30 days have got again 24 compartments. And they again have got another 60 every minute. And have 60 seconds again. And it is what we are putting in this thing. If our train is going empty, it's moving. It's not stopping.
Yeah.
And we have to be filling in every second, in every minute, every hour, every day, every month, every year. We have to be filling. If we are filling dunya, then before it reaches the station, the qabr, it will offload dunya. It will go without the dunya. If we are filling gunas, we are putting snakes in our akhirah. We are putting scorpions. We are putting the fire of Jahannam. We are putting the adab of the malaika, how they will hit a person and how they punish him. If we are doing good deeds, we are putting gardens. We are putting roses, we are putting flowers, we are putting enjoyable food, we are putting the enjoyment. And the train is moving every second while we are awake, while we are sleeping, while we are sitting, while wherever we are, our train, we have to see what we are doing. If we are filling dunya and then we send that for akhirah, then that won't be offloaded. But what we didn't send for akhirah, the train will offload it. So again, and right at the end is our coach. Then we'll be joining, and then the train will go in the qabr, and there we will see what we had sent for akhirah. Whether we sent an empty train, and what amal we did without sincerity, that will be also offloaded. We'll go there with great hopes, I did this, I did that. And also what we did, and not of with sincerity, but then pride came in us. All that will be also offloaded. Okay? So we have to see what we are putting in our train continuously. We are moving all the time. So
اے خدائے پاک، اے رب رحمتِ خدائے پاک، اپنے فضل سے چن لے مجھ کو آخرت کے واسطے،
او اللہ let me fill in my dream the آخرت. And that is a reality. Unfortunately, that person,
and it is kaam banta hai fazal se aata.
And also, Hazrat says that this Islam of ours will be made, which comes in the ayat of the Quran, وَلَوْلَا
فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ.
Allah's fazal and Allah's rahmat, nobody will gain tazkiyah or anything.
So when we make dua also, ask Allah of that fazal and that rahmat of yours,
by which you make tazkiyah of yourself.
By that Allah make our tazkiyah. اے خدای پاک، اے رب العباد، او اللہ، who is so pure, who is so high, and who is the رب، the creator, nourisher, sustainer, controller of all his servants and his slaves. تیری ہی محتاج ہے سارے عباد.
All of us, we are only in need of you. Allah declared, یا ایوہ الناس انتم الفقراء.
O people, all of you together, you are beggars of Allah. From Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, a Nabi of Allah, right through till the end of the world, all the pious people, religious people, people of dunya, kings, professionals, academics, all are together, they are all beggars of Allah. And for that reason, Allah gave us our begging bowl, which is joined with us. Whenever middle of the night you need something, you don't have to go to the cupboard, open it and take out your begging bowl. You just put your hands together. If you got himmat, make wudu, make tahajjud. If that you haven't got, then just sit up and just use your begging bowl. And even if you want to, you don't have to use your begging bowl, just lie. You woke up, make du'as, connect yourself to Allah. And Allah, Allahu Akbar. Allah's offices are open 24 hours. In this world, whatever offices they are, normally 9 to 4 or something. And Allah's best time of His office hours are 2 o'clock in the morning, middle of the night.
Those are the when all the offices are closed.
Nobody to see to you, Allah's offices. And when you phone to Allah Ta'ala, you'll never receive a message that the boss is gone out or boss is in a meeting. Never. No secretary picks up Allah Ta'ala's phone. Allah hasn't put any malaika to pick up the phone. When you make dua, directly to Allah Ta'ala. And never is it engaged that phone. Never you find your battery is gone flat or you're running out of air time. Or that you have you are in a place where you haven't got connection. No, wherever you are, if you have built this relation, you just pick up your hands. Whenever it is, and there is no pre-recorded message on the phone of Allah. That for English press 1, for Afrikaans press 2, for another language press that. No. Even if you haven't got a tongue, you are dumb, Allah will hear you. And He'll hear you better. Just like parents got some retarded children. The good children, healthy ones, they tell them, do your own work. But the retarded children, the parents give them more attention because they are retarded. So those who are retarded, they haven't got speech, Allah gives them more attention. And they are more closer to Allah. And if you are deaf and you can't hear, Allah's voice will come right in your ears. And Allah Ta'ala who says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ عُونِي Call on me. Immediately after that, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ I will answer your prayer. There will be no space left. Immediately I will, but this is what we have to do. This is our Allah. How great is not our Allah. And we are 100% beggars of His. And we have to beg of Him. And He says that He will give. And He gives all of the time.
Tere hi muhtaaj hai saare ubbaad. Humne go gustaakhiyan ki raah mein.
We have shown a lot of disrespect on this path to you.
We are such that we don't know how to praise you.
We thinking we are praising, we thinking we are making ibadat, but actually we are making guna.
For example, we are in namaz, but our trouser is below our ankle. I am happy that today I made heavy namaz. And my heart was full in namaz. Or our beards are not in order.
And I am happy that I made a lot of ibadat.
How many our hearts are dirty? We are holding malice in our heart, jealousy, hatred in our heart.
So what is our awlat gustafi?
We haven't recognized Allah Ta'ala.
Ma arafnaka hasta ma'arifati. How we have to recognize Allah? We haven't recognized Him.
So in our path to Allah, how not wrong, haven't we done? How not wrong aren't we doing? Very lucky is that person who realizes that I'm the worst of all. And I don't deserve anything. And not just words, but the reality. The more this reality comes, the more closer. Allah loves those bandas who realize and acknowledge that they are weak, they are faulty, they are not good at all. Allah loves those people. And those who think we are perfect and we are good and we look down upon others, very, very sad is their case.
Guru, jive hum maasiyat ki chaah mein,
though we have fallen in the well of sin all the time. We have been disrespectful also. We have been disobedient also. And we have fallen in the well of sin.
Leek abhi ashbar roo shamsar.
But, oh Allah, we accept our fault. And Allah loves that person who admits his weakness and admits his fault and hasn't got pride in him, doesn't think he's better than others, doesn't even think his ibadat is worthy of acceptance. Such a person Allah loves very, very greatly. Apne kar tu, apne kar tu to pe te parvardigar. Oh Allah, make us yours, take us as yours. We know we are faulty, we know we are weak, but we are only yours. And we got no other door to go. Yours is the only door. One great share, the share of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi. He was making ibadat and for 30 years coming for Hajj and saying labbayk. And every time he said labbayk, he heard la labbayk. Your labbayk is not accepted. The 30th year his khadi was serving him, he also heard that Allah replied to him that your labbayk is not accepted. So the Khadim told him, why are you wasting your time? 30 years Hajj, and Hajj of those days, very hard Hajj. Sit at home comfortably when your Hajj is not accepted. Why are you? When you're working and you're not getting wages, why are you still working? Every time your wage is not, we're not going to give you wages. Your work is not right. He said, which other door have I? I got no other door. Immediately the reply came, the 50 years Hajj and Ibadat we have accepted. Though it's not fit to be accepted, but we have accepted it. So when that condition is in a person, but when a person finds fault with other people, think, and that means he's good. When he finds fault with ulama especially, and an ordinary lady, and he's finding fault with ulama, very dangerous. And when a person actually feels I'm the lowest, I'm the worst of all, then that person will be that person. And though you are not fit, though your ibadat was not right, but such a person Allah pulls him and makes him close towards him.
Teri rahmat hai hamara infiaar. Oh Allah, it is your rahmat. And we have got the quality of infial. That is, infial means like a person in his anger. He doesn't know what he's doing. His anger is controlling him. And his anger, he shoots somebody dead. In his anger, he gives his wife 3 talaqs. In his anger, he takes his child and bashes the head against the wall. And all we are, that is, Allah has got no infial. Allah's anger doesn't possess Allah. No matter what gunas people make, and Allah becomes angry, but Allah's anger is under the control of Allah. Allah's anger doesn't become Allah's God and controls Allah. Allah's love, we in love sometimes, what and what don't you do? And you say, afterwards you realize, oh, what a mistake I made. But you gave your word already. Allah's love doesn't overpower Allah. And we are human beings, we get overpowered. When we get too happy, we do things. When we get sad, when we get angry, these conditions overpower. These conditions don't overpower Allah. Allah is above all that condition. When Shaitan, how angry he was, Allah was with him. But he knew that Allah's anger doesn't overpower. And he made dua, give me life till the day of death. In that condition also he had that marifat that Allah Ta'ala is very angry with me. But his anger doesn't control him. He controls his anger, and in that time he made dua. Allah granted his dua. Otherwise, a person in his anger, somebody who made you so cross, and then he asks you for a big, big, big favor,
Okay? Where will you grant it? We are controlled by our emotion. Allah is not controlled by anything. Allah is above everything. You recognize Allah. Know who is Allah Ta'ala. Many people, due to the ignorance of this, they say Allah can't forgive me. As if Allah's anger is controlling Allah. Now I can't be forgiven. No, not at all. Allah is the one. And He controls His anger. His anger is under Him. No matter what sins also, you just go to Allah in the correct way. Humble yourself and take the tawassul of pious people. That person who killed 99 and then 100 people, he was also told to go to the place where the pious people live, Nasr, and take the tawassul of those pious people's land and make dua to them. In that Allah will forgive you. He hardly reached, he was on his way, but his road was made to him. So great is this tawassul also of the righteous and the pious people. O Qabool Bargah-e Dhul Jalal, O Allah, accept all our demands. When you are free from infial, nothing can control you. We are so weak, our things didn't go right in the day. This work didn't get done, that work didn't get done, that person spoke badly to me. It upsets us. And these things overtake us. Now I'm not myself. Now I don't even feel like making namaz. Now I don't want to speak to anyone. We all get overtaken by this. You are pure of this, O Allah. When you are so great, accept our du'as, O Allah. Karna waapas tu mujhe darbaar se. And O Allah, whenever I have come in your court, don't throw me out there. How shaitan got thrown out? O Allah, never throw me out. I know I'm so weak. I know I'm so bad. But O Allah, never throw me out from your court. Who may be haravar? Teri sarkaar se. O Allah, all the time, encompass me, envelope me in your qabool, in your control, that I'm with you all the time. Never deport me, never throw me out, never put me in jail. Keep me with you, O Allah, in spite of all my weaknesses. Jisko chahe tu, kare apna wali. Who you want to, you make your wali. And that is, again, Allah's pure choice. He doesn't look at anything of any person. As we see here, tu nahi paagal fan ka ae ghani. You don't have to learn a subject. You don't have to follow rules and regulations. You don't have to follow laws and doing the things that this person was the son of a great monarch, a great alim, great wali, so I'll make him wali, he qualifies. And this person is the son of a fire worshipper, no chance for him. He's out. No, you are not regulated by anything whatsoever. Jisko tu chahe kare apna wali, josh mein aaye jo darya hai rahm ka. And when your mercy comes into josh and you want to show your great mercy, gabar sat sala ho fakr auliya. That person who was an idol worshipper for 100 years, he becomes the pride of the awliya. You take him out from that worship of idol worshipping, what a big guna. And then you make him the pride of the awliya. Such a great position. So that is your qudrat. And that is your mercy. You don't look at any condition. You don't look at any qualification. Nothing. Who you want to, you choose. Oh Allah, choose me also. I know I'm not fit for anything. When a person has lowered himself and begging of Allah, Allah will do. And when Allah has made you His wali, you're the king of the world. The king of both the worlds you have become. Sadqa rahmat wasi'aka e kareem. O Allah, you are kareem also. And we ask and the tawassul and sadqa of your rahmat which is unlimited. Inna allaha wasi'un aleem. Allah is wasi'. There is no limit. The seas will get finished. The seven seas will get finished. Allah's rahmat can never get finished. So I beg in the sadqa of that verse of your Akwa Parma, Meri Misyan Azim, forgive me all my big gunas and my small gunas also. Forgive me all my gunas, O Allah. Bhej me ho, paadho ke tere. I've just got what you put over, like a camouflage, you know, mask. I'm just wearing a mask of the pious people. I've got this topi, beard, kurta, and a gold kanka topi. I'm looking like I'm very pious, but Jawallah, I know this is only a mask. Inside I know what I am. I'm just wearing the mask of the pious people. My amal, I'm not like that. What people think of me, what I think of myself also. I also get fooled looking at myself all the time in the mirror. I'm also a pious person. I know I'm not like that. And fortunate is that person who from his heart can admit it to Allah. And when that happens, humbleness comes on that person, on his way of life, on his tongue, everything you can make out, this person hasn't got that pride. But when it is still in our heart that I am biased, I am good, and I just have to show myself as I am weak, and just for a word's sake, I say I am useless, I mean nothing. Just let the wife say something, and then see how angry it is. Just let the neighbor say something. In the masjid, to the musalli, somebody told you something, or somebody didn't make you salam, and then see that how, whether you did feel that I am the lowest, or you get angry now. Why this person told me that? Why he reacted like that? It shows that you still got a lot of pride. That is why you cannot accept all this. If you realize I am the lowest, you will feel, you realize that I am nothing whatsoever. A person can understand, though it is changed quite a bit. But before we had workers in the house, the what call it helpers, the maids. There was one time when the poor maid had to sleep under the kitchen table. She had no room of herself of her own, nothing whatsoever. And if ever you have to do one slight favor, just greet also, she gets a shock. That way. So she realized, I am nothing. I'm like the filth and the scum here. Hey, like that if we make ourselves. That no matter who treats us how, we don't feel offended. Hey, that is when that reality, but when we take offense, why the wife told me this, we are offended. Why this one told me, that means we haven't got that reality. We are thinking, I've just got the mask of piety and the mask of humbleness, but that humbleness is not in me still. Somebody tells you that you do this like this, you do that, and then you blurt out, but you don't know all the other good in you. I do this also, I do that also, and you are like this, you don't make your namazes like what you're telling me about my namazes. That means they're still crying. And when Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, his uncle Mawlana Ilyas, Rahmatullah Ali, they should also have their arguments. And Mawlana Ilyas should tell him that this is in Hadith, so if you not practice on this. He didn't get angry, he said, make dua, Allah makes me practice. So his practice was on it. But we will get crossed, but you don't know how much I practice on this Hadith. And you yourself, on that Hadith, you don't practice. On that sunnah, you don't practice. You will take out fault in the other person. And this happens quite a bit within the family also. So we have to check ourselves. Nakhal ki barkat se, lekin e khuda. No, it is just a mask. I'm just imitating Allah. Just imitation. Apne paap ko se, na kar mujhko juda. No, I'm just imitating, but don't separate me from your pious and close service. Though I know that I'm just even here, I'm just imitating. Tere mahboob ke ya rab mein shabahat leke aaya. Oh Allah, I've just come with the mask, with the form of your beloved. Haqeeqat isko tu kar de, mein surat leke aaya. So I just came with the mask, but you make it a reality. So this is that a person, even that Allah Ta'ala accepts that. And so much so, Allah Himself is saying, if you can't cry in your duas, put on the mask of crying. Just get one mask with tears on it. In other words, make your face like a cry. Allah says that also I will answer. So merciful. Where are we leaving Allah? For Fibru in Allah. Where are you leaving Allah and going anywhere else? Such a Allah, Allah is ours. Hey Khuda, Taabi Ramo Tera Sada. Oh Allah, make me that I'm always obedient to you. Hona Mera Nafs Mera Muqtada. Don't make my nafs my imam. Don't let me follow my nafs. Hey, I want to be following you. Make me always I'm obedient to you. Garna ho Fazal Tera Te Kareem. If you don't show that Fazal, that mercy, that tansela of yours, O Allah. If you don't show me that kindness of yours, ja'an-e-siddiqa ho, ye ja'an-e-saqeen. Then even if you got a life of a siddiq, it will become a sick person. Until Allah's fazl is not on a person. In other words, no matter how pious you become a siddiq also. But if Allah's fazl has to stop, end of your story.
Yes.
So, and we are dependent on. And not our ibadah, not our ma'rifah, not our mujahadah. This we have to realize. All this also is only Allah's fazl. That you become a great alim, you became a great wali, you became a great mufti. Whatever you became, it was also Allah's fazl, and you can remain only on that line, only by Allah's fazl. So you have to be begging of Allah and realize that you are a faqir, a banda, a mihiz, a humble slave, and we are fully dependent on Allah Ta'ala's kindness. Hum qareeh nafs bada iblis ka. We are the friends of Iblis, the evil one. We are always in his company. And we are always listening to him. Though Allah told us that he is aduwwu mubeen. Allah has told us, فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Make him your enemy. But we befriend him. And one way that many of us are involved without realizing it, when a person eats and we don't read Bismillah, shaitan joins in. And your food with who you share, love comes between the people. That's why with your wife, with your children, share the food in a plate, love comes. Shifa also comes. Barakat also comes. But we don't read Bismillah, so shaitan joins. We don't eat with the wife, we don't eat with the children, all eat in their own plates. We eat with shaitan, because we don't read Bismillah. And therefore now the friendship of shaitan is love has come in our hearts. Now we love kuffar sports. We love their dressing. We love their way of life. You're a big maulvi also. But still, in the bedroom, you want your wife to dress like a kuffar. That means you love their dressing. And that's why you want her to dress like that. All their ways. We love their ways. Where it starts? Because we're sharing food with shaitan. So this is a very, very serious thing. So, oh Allah, make me your friend. Let me befriend shaitan. And many other things also, how shaitan plays around with us and we don't realize. Hum qareeh nafs bad iblis ka, kaam hai uska mihis iblis ka. And what is the work of shaitan? Other people openly take them into sin. Other people who want to be pious, he say, no problem. You be pious outwardly, but inside we still friends. Show the people that you're a big dushman of shaitan. I don't have an objection to that. But inside we are friends. You still do all my things. You do it for name and fame, without sincerity, and you do it for all. He shows guna as a pious act. So how he takes it further? For example, photos are haram, but now he tells you it's a necessity. Now you have to come on TV. Now he makes TV halal for you. And you're thinking in the name of piety and the name of propagating deen, that Qadiani's got so many TV channels. If we don't have TV channels, all the whole world going to become Qadiani's. So this is how he made a place around with us. And with good people, some people will take it openly to sin, because that is the demonic. Others won't commit sin openly. So he leaves you. And you don't go to escort agency. He brings the escort agency in your bedroom, on the internet. Or you haven't got internet, he brings it right in your heart directly. All are thinking, mashallah, he's reading Tasbih, he's reading Quran, but his thoughts are in some escort agency. His thoughts are somewhere else. How Iblis works with a person. And this a person can only understand if he hands himself, not just making bad, hands himself over to a sheikh, then the sheikh can, by Allah has kept the system. There is no command in the sheikh also. But Allah has kept the system of Islam through this way. Then a person's Islam gets made. But when we don't hand ourselves over, we still do all our own thing. This is also Tilbis Iblis, that he makes fools of you. You are bad, no problem. You are a khadim-e-khas, you are a special person. You are amongst the senior khulafa. You are the senior khulafa. And how shaitan plays on you. So therefore, the person must be, if he is not conscious of this, 1 second and he starts falling all the time.
Al-Iyaz, as-nafs, ba'is, ba'is al-qareen.
May Allah protect us. This nafs also, what a close friend and an evil close friend. Shaitan is still the enemy of outside. Nafs is your enemy of inside. Hey, if there is a snake in your yard, you still are careful and you get into your house. But a snake in your house, a snake in your bed, hey, then what are you going to do? So shaitan, nafs is that enemy which is inside you. Nafs, shaitan is the enemy of outside. And who made shaitan go astray? No other shaitan came, this nafs made him astray. And we're not even aware, a person who is not conscious of his nafs, we travel somewhere, we find out namaz times, we find out qibla, we find out weather conditions, we find out everything. We make our hotel accommodation, where we're going to stay, everything we arrange, but we don't find out of the tracks of shaitan, the snares of shaitan. Right when you are leaving home, what's your niyat of going? When you go to the airport, shaitan is full everywhere there. On the plane, he's there everywhere. And we never even took precautions to protect ourselves. You are going on a road and you got friends also who know the traffic department where they put their speeding traps. And you don't find out. And you go. Then you know there are crooks also on the way. And you don't find out where they are dirty. They are on the roads, many places, high risk area. All there. How many places? Now you go to the, you stop in the high risk area. Mm-hmm. There is no, there are boards and you still go and stop there. Allah has warned us. And we still fall prey to all the things of shaitan.
Mu kashida, gar rasidam kuri tu, afri bardas wabar mazu etu.
You are the only help. Only your kindness can save me and help me, O Allah. And with your hand of protection, I can be protected. When a person realizes this and he begs of Allah like that. But when we think, I'm a great alim, I'm a great abid, I'm a great sufi, I'm a great tablighi, I'm a great whatever it is, and I think I'm something, Allah's help goes away from me. When you realize I'm fully dependent on Allah, and I need Allah's help at every moment in my life, Allah's help comes to that person. A person who feels I'm good is like the child that is not retarded. So Allah needs you, you see to your own things. And a person who admits I'm weak, I'm the worst, there's nobody as bad as me, and there's a retarded person. So Allah Ta'ala helps such a person. Allah's help comes to that person. Sidqa tere, jazqa e shahi jaan, O Allah. Again in that tawassul, that sadqa. That sadqa by which you pull people towards. That magnetic force of Allah. There are so many people who are sitting here. We were far. Allah pulled us. And Allah brought us whether to this khanqa, whether to another khanqa. Allah give us the deeni consciousness. It wasn't a friend told us. It wasn't that I decided to go on the website and I got this khanqa. Allah pulled you. Then Allah made all that asbab and Allah brought you. So, O Allah, by the sadqa of how you pull people towards you, sadqa shan yajtabi sarban dagam. One is just and one is ijtiba. Wa yahdi ilayhi may yunir. Wa yajtabi ilayhi may yasha. That ijtiba of Allah. That inanat, how Allah pulls somebody. So beg of Allah, O Allah, you pull me and make me of your awliya. You pull me and make me of your obedient servants. And then for such people, Allah pulls them. And never ever think that it is our doing. That I understood I must change my life now. I got lot of knocks in my life. And now I must change. It's only Allah's fazl. And beg of Allah of that fazl all the time. Hey Khudai Paak, hey Parwardigar, O Allah who is pure, the creator, nourisher, sustainer of the entire universe, Jusdeh Nasir Kori Mera Na Ya, besides you there is no helper, besides you I have got no friend. When a person, and Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali says, that Isme Azam, that great name of Allah by which you make dua, immediately dua is accepted. It is saying, he says it is Allah. But in such a way, at that time in your heart, there is nobody besides Allah. And you are connected with Allah. Not just the word Allah. But what, this is just a means to connect with Allah himself. The minute you connect yourself like that, Allah is yours. And whatever dua you will ask, Allah will grant you. Hum za'ifu aajizu ku ay khuda. Oh Allah, we who are so weak, we are who are helpless. I can't move my hand like this without the help of Allah. I can't look without the help. If Allah takes off my rope, my eyes can be firm. They can be taken out and grafted in another person. They can look in that person. But here Allah's hookup. That is, وَيَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ قُلِ الْرُوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّ. That this rope is Allah's command. When Allah takes out that command, your eyes are perfect. Your heart is perfect. They can do a heart transplant, it will work in somebody else. But here it's not working. Because the command of Allah is gone out. So, oh Allah, you are the one who we are helpless in every way. So helpless, a cardiologist of our country, very top cardiologist. Muslim and very pious also. Every operation he does, gives sadaqa, makes 2 rakat salatul hajj. When he bent over a patient to do his operation, he got a heart attack. So this is how helpless we are. Where we got nothing whatsoever. Dastagiri ka yehi hai aasra. We are hoping that you guide us all. And this is a true wali of Allah, a true sufi, that at all, every moment we need your help, your guidance on. Never depend on yourself whatsoever. Somebody asks you a simple question, the answer is easy. But you ask Allah, that I must give the right answer. Anything, you have to make just one alarm. So easy the alarm, and you practice it so much in Jamaat, and you're an old worker, but still ask Allah, that I must make the alarm. And the inside feeling in that alarm must also be right. Whatever we do, we have to be beggars of Allah. Kuch nahi mujhse ada hota hai aap. Oh Allah, I can't do anything. I'm totally dependent upon you. I can't lift my leg without your command. Like this we all think we are very well, hale and healthy, and I do everything. But may Allah save us of the day that we lie on a hospital bed, and drops are put for us. We can't even eat ourselves. Somebody feeds us, we can't even chew ourselves. Just on drip. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when he left this world, his body refused to take oxygen. When you reach that stage, that you can't even take oxygen. With all the masks and everything, now you have come to a stage where your body doesn't want to take oxygen also. Now what are you going to do? So how aren't we dependent on Allah? Ye Khuda, ye sahib-e hilm azim, O Allah, and you are hilm. Hilm, the one who is tolerant, who is watching us, who knows what's in our hearts, who knows what is in our mind, talking big, but what is inside us, Allah Ta'ala knows. That he, and how tolerant is that Allah Ta'ala. There is nobody in this world, the wife has been disobedient, you caught her openly in wrongdoing, she catches her husband, one time you might forgive. Otherwise, many people feel, this I can't do. But 2 times, 3 times, 10 times, Allah 100 million times a day you do wrong. And you just ask Allah, maafi mein. Who can be more tolerant than Allah? And Allah is not in need of us. Not that he was dependent. That if I don't, today I share things. Today my murids are very weak. If you shout them, they run away. The little benefit they're getting, they lose that. So rather tolerate. Allah doesn't have to. Allah is not in need of us in any way whatsoever. But how Allah tolerates us? And from there we should learn to tolerate our peer, our wife, our children, etc. Bakhsh de mere gunahani azim. Oh Allah, my great gunas you complete. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, especially when great nights come along, Laylatul Qadr, Shabi Barat, one dua make to Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, I brought a foreign thing for you as a gift. Everyone likes foreign things. And what is local, that you take for granted. Foreign you appreciate. What is foreign to Allah? Guna. There is no guna by Allah. And in the heavens, Allah is pure. So I brought gunas. And I brought my gunas so that you can do your what is your hobby, what you love to do to forgive. Allah loves to hibbul afla. Allah loves to forgive. So I brought big, big loads of gunas, big, big gunas, so that you can do what you love, so that you can just forgive all my sins. So kind is Allah Ta'ala, the ilm of Allah, and the karam of Allah Ta'ala. De mujhe apne se tu kuch aagahi, Satkai praise Murshid-e Abdul Ghani, again in the Satka of his Shaykh, that is asking, De mujhe apne se tu kuch aagahi, give me a little bit of your ma'arifah. If you get one drop of Allah's ma'arifah, one drop of the love of Allah, you got dunya wa ma'afiyah. You got akhirat also. So that is what a person really must bear. When Allah's laws and Allah's treasures of His harsh are open, and Allah's the treasures are flowing in your heart, ask Allah of His ma'arifah. Ask Allah of His muhabbat. Ask Allah of His forgiveness. These are the things to beg them from Allah Ta'ala. For the khair of the whole ummah, that Allah guides the whole ummah, makes us such that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is happy with us, etc. But Bahar faith, poor, poor shafi, and oh Allah, by the faith of my Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani, poor, poor rahmatullah li, to ataka kuchko nara, ah, give me that nara, that oh, ah, that my ah comes out. That I realize what your great qudrat is, that I realize what your great mercy and rahmat is, that I realize what a sinner, what a rotten, filthy, dirty thing I am. That comes out. That is a great thing, just that is a very great thing. So he asking in the sadqa or in the tawassul of his shaykh. Paar karke e khuda kashti meri, oh Allah, let my boats flow across. I have to go and get to Jannah. Let my boat flow safely across. Behre faiz murshid Abdul Ghani in the sadqa of my Shaykh Shah Abdul Ghani rahmatullah. Jo tarak machli ko hai pani bagair, how a fish is restless without water, oh Allah. De tarak usse siwa apne bagair. Give me such restlessness whenever I'm not with you. Let me realize immediately if my ghaflat overtakes me. I'm in a place of ghaflat. I'm traveling on the streets. And where, in the world, what street? And you have to travel from point to point. And all the business, the traffic, heavy jam, the bad dressing of the woman. And if I become in ghaflat, oh Allah, let me immediately become restless. Let I realize that, oh Allah, where am I? What am I doing? And let me come back in your presence again. With my tawbah, with my istighfar, with my zikr again. Let me be with you all the time. قرب کے لذت چکھا کر اے خدا اور اللہ give me a taste of your closeness, a little bit taste of your closeness. رجدوری سے میں ابن ترفیر مبتلا, don't ever let me be again separated. Like you, there is that مرچا on the دسترخان, and then burnt مرچا, and you just taste little, oh now you're taking more, you can't stop, you are enjoying more. The chutney was so nice, you just took first a little bit, oh so nice, now you are taking. So give me a little taste of your closeness, and after that don't stop it from me. Let me just grow in that closeness of yours. Ya Rishabku Rose Mehjuri Nadir. Oh Allah, the friend of the night was making the hajjur. In the day don't let me be separated from you. Now I forget you. At night the hajjur tilawat zikr. All day I'm away from you. Now I forget you completely. Now I'm in guna, watching TV, looking at other women. Oh Allah, let that not be the case. Chaan purpat deeda kuduri na deer. Oh Allah, that soul that came that closeness and saw you, now don't let him be separated from you. Don't let him be, that he becomes blind of you again. When you gain your closeness in tahajjud, in du'as of the night, etc., munajat-e maqbool, qurbat-e wa salawat-e rasool, that closeness, now oh Allah, let me not be separated from you. معصیت کی ذلتوں سے اے خدا, and in the disgrace of sin, ہو نہ رسوا بندہ آج اس تیرا, don't disgrace me. باب رحمت پر تیرے اے شاہ جان, oh Allah, at your threshold of mercy, دے رہا ہوں دستک آہو فغا, I'm knocking at your door of mercy, oh Allah. کر دے اے عمر میری اس طرح, my whole life has gone now in this wrong way, مسترب ہو مرد بسمیل جس طرح, and I become helpless like a fowl that is half slaughtered, and now it's running left, I have become like that, oh Allah. تیری رحمت کا اگر وہ فتح باب, if you open the doors of your mercy,
بندہ حاج تیرا ہو
کامیاب آئی ول بیکم سکسیسفل اور بندہ
لے سکتا ہے کب کوئی حجاب
When can there be any veil between me and you, O Allah?
Fazal ka tere jo nikle
aafta.
When the sun of your fazal comes out, then there will be no parda between me and you.
Ey Khuda,
meera tere afzal se, O Allah, begging and crying to you by your mercy. That's also by Allah's mercy. Taarim rahmat hai, hum badhaal se. We are beggars of your mercy, we are here, but we are just seeking your mercy. Deen hi ki chakri tu kar naseeb.
Bless me that I only serve Deen. That is my object and purpose of life, to serve Deen.
Yaad hi mein rakh tu apni e habib, and keep me only in your mercy. Juz the zikr e faish majhool amma kun, az karam az ish ma'zool amma kun. By your mercy, O Allah, let me be always engaged in your zikr. Never ever fire me from your love.
Your worker did something wrong, you fire. I know I'm doing so much wrong, but don't fire me.
Be mashakkat ye hivas go juram hai. Without trying and having this desire is a sin. You're not working for it. Mujhko is nalayaki par sharam hai. I know I'm so bad, I'm not fit for it. I'm hardly working for it and I'm asking you for it. I'm shy of this. Par khuda umeeda kaha jaao bhala. But oh Allah, where else can I go? Kya koi dar hai tere dar ke siwa? Is there another door besides your door? Himmat aur mehnat ke taufeeq e amal. Oh Allah, you give me the courage to do amal also. Sab mere muhtaaj hai, ae azz wa jal. All of us are dependent on you. Jisko tere raah se jo bhi mila, whatever anyone has got from the path of Allah, wo tere daste karam se hi mila, only by the kindness of Allah the person. Naakhoon e tadbeer jis jaane ke baad, and all our efforts, like you use your nails to scratch, all our efforts and our plans that we made, pardae asbaab jal jaane ke baad, and our asbaab, our means that we used, all that means also are finished, destroyed, burnt out. بس تیری جانب ہے اپنے بھی نگاہ. That is only one thing I'm looking at you, O Allah. Now میری پار ہو میرے الہ. Let my ship, O Allah, let it be successful and reach its destination. Give me your marifat, give me your love, give me your obedience, O Allah. May Allah bless us with this issue. MashaAllah. Subhanallah. Bless you. Thank you.